There also have been studies looking at using aromatase inhibitors in women who are on tamoxifen, switching them after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen, and other studies looking at using an aromatase inhibitor after 5 years of tamoxifen. Can you talk about that and how that sort of translates into practice?
Well, certainly. We've got a number of trials now. I'm aware of 5 studies where women who have been about halfway through their planned 5 years of tamoxifen were switched over to complete the 5 years of therapy with an aromatase inhibitor. Now, the nice thing about these studies is that they're all showing a substantial benefit in efficacy. That's disease-free survival is improved in all of the studies. There's even a hint that overall survival might be improved in an analysis of 3 of the studies that are combined, and also 1 of the studies with exemestane, IES, is trending towards an improvement in survival. So clearly, it's something that is an effective treatment. Now, one of the advantages of this is that we're not seeing the same degree of bone problems as we had seen with an aromatase inhibitor up front. And it appears that the beneficial effects of the tamoxifen in improving bone strength over the first 2.5 years on average might mean that these women are less susceptible to the bone effects of an AI when they're switched over. So at the end of the day, although perhaps a woman who is newly diagnosed might best be put on an upfront aromatase inhibitor, possibly. We don't know formally comparing switch strategies halfway through to upfront which might be better.